It is time now for Speaking of Schools here on 97.9 The Hill. It's our regular check-in with our local school districts. And today, this week, we are talking with Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools leader, specifically Dr. Jillian Lacerna, who is the chair of the Board of Education for CHCCS. And as we are getting deeper into the fall, there is a lot to catch up about. So, Jillian, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for having me and spending this time talking about our school.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there is a good bit to talk about, obviously. We are now really into the thick of it this fall semester, and I think a lot of focus is kind of now that we're past that back into the school groove, you know, focusing on sort of the day-to-day, but also, of course, the big picture stuff. COVID-19 continues to be an issue throughout our entire community, and I know that locally, schools is a big focus of why we want to try and maintain good public health. And the Board of Education, Jillian, had some tough decisions to make again this year regarding public health on CHCCS campuses, like universal masking, having meals outdoors, stuff like that. From your perspective and from the board's perspective, what has the response been so far to start this new school year?
Well, I think that we are very fortunate that we, are able to work collaboratively with experts on public health. So, I think working in partnership with the Orange County Health Department, with Dr. Danny Benjamin and the entire ABC Science Collaborative, as well as guidance from the Safe Schools Toolkit, following all of those things, we're really able to continue to be focused on public health and safety as our priority. And then as our priority, making sure that students are learning, that students are in schools, but also those who have a need can also have an alternative learning arrangement. I think these are all important things that we've been working on here to launch the schools. I think some of the excitement around being back in schools has been really great to see, both as a board member and as a parent of two Chapel Hill Carrboro City School students. So again, continuing to work collaboratively with experts in public health to ensure that we are following all the health and safety protocols that will ensure as much safety as we can during this continued pandemic.
Of course. And we know that, like many places, varied success. And at the moment, CHCCS, it looks like things are holding pretty steady. At the most, right now, we've had 1 week in the school year where almost 30 cases were reported within the entire CHCCS community. But most of the time, the numbers are a little bit lower than that, which, seems to be pretty good since we know that the Delta variant is spreading very quickly, and especially in unvaccinated populations. What is the school board specifically monitoring when it comes to COVID-19 data around CHCCS, Jillian?
Well, I think we continue to look at, our cases that we have that come up. But we know when COVID is in the community, we're going to have cases in schools because our students and staff live in the community. And so we do monitor cases, but I know we also closely look for clusters, which would be in-school transmission, which is what, again, with our health and safety protocols, we want to prevent. So in the case that we, do have a case in the schools, we want to ensure that that doesn't lead to in-school transmission. And we do that really through layered approach, everything from masking to monitoring our, health symptoms at home. Reminding families that we're, screening at home, and if any students are exhibiting any symptoms to, any COVID-like symptoms, contact the school. They'll put you in contact with the school nurse. The school nurse will let you know what to do. And so, again, just making sure we continue to communicate so we can do everything we can to prevent any in-school transmission as much as possible.
We're speaking with Dr. Jillian Lacerna, who is the chair of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education. CHCCS.org, the website to go to for district news and news on the school board. And obviously, Jillian, definitely some things that a lot of folks in our community monitoring too when it comes to children and COVID-19 news is, when are COVID-19 vaccines going to get approved for younger children? And we've been hearing from Pfizer in the last few days that it turns out the vaccine works very well for younger aged children and those younger than 12 years old that haven't been approved yet, and that they're going to be moving forward to applying for approval from the FDA. I imagine that that's also something that the board has been monitoring for a while. And, as a parent and as the chair of the board, looking at all of the kids in the school district who have not yet had the chance to get their vaccines, I imagine that's going to be a big change and a big kind of player into how the rest of the school year unfolds, right? If that vaccine does get emergency approval.
Yeah, I think that this is something we've been monitoring closely. I certainly personally hope that this moves forward and we're able to get a emergency use for this for 5 to 11 essentially, which would cover, you know, our students all the way down to kindergarten, still not our pre-K students, but certainly our kindergarten and up. And I, you know, would see us partnering again with our local community partners who partnered with us last time when the vaccines were approved for 12, 13, 14, and 15, partnering with our community health organizations to offer vaccinations once that hopefully does get approval.
Yeah. It's also, you know, thinking about that, and it could bring some changes to the public health policies in place, obviously at CHCCS right now, but how often do you think about, you know, where we are right now versus where we were a year ago, where CHCCS still in remote learning, you know, some talks about a vaccine being in development and underway, but nobody even having gotten any of their shots yet? It does seem like a year ago, even though we're just now getting to this point where the younger children might be able to get these vaccines later on this year. A year ago, we've come a long way within the school districts and just in general to the response of COVID-19.
I think sometimes it's important to remember that because it can feel, you know, as cases are high and with Delta, you know, it feels like sometimes it's, you know, two steps forward and one step back. And as we know, this is an ever-changing situation that we monitor closely. And so, you know, one of the things that we committed to over the summer and the launch of the school year is really doing a thorough review of, as a board, of our health and safety protocols at least quarterly. So really, because everything changes and can change in a matter of short period of time, you know, our Board of Education really relooks and examines all of our health and safety protocols every quarter. And of course, we're constantly monitoring changes to the North Carolina toolkit and any other guidance and add things to the agendas accordingly.
We're speaking with Dr. Jillian Lacerna, who chairs up the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education. CHCCS.org, the district website, and that school board has not yet met for an official meeting this month, Jillian, but there is one coming up this Thursday that is a special one, joint with the Orange County Commissioners, as well as the Orange County School Board. And this happens every now and then. I feel like it's maybe once or twice a year. For those in the school district community who aren't aware of these meetings or haven't followed them really closely in the past, can you share a little bit about what these meetings are for and what is usually discussed?
Yeah, these meetings are so wonderful because it's an opportunity for us as, you know, elected officers, both of Chapel Hill Carrboro and also Orange County Schools, to meet with our county commissioners because we really do have a lot of topics that impact all of us. So an opportunity to come and talk about those, like certainly what we've been talking about with COVID, Delta, and our health and safety protocols will be a topic coming up. You know, we also often talk about capital needs. And another topic I would expect to come up this year is really discussing mental health needs for our students and staff, as well as several others. So it's a really great meeting to attend. It will be available virtually. And so if you want to kind of tune in to those common topics that affect all of us in Orange County, it's a good meeting to listen in on.
Yep, that is set for Thursday night, I believe about 7 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier than that. But as you mentioned, you can stream it through the county government's website, and I'm sure that there's more information on each of the school districts' website too. Also important for those meetings because Orange County is one where the funding is decided by the county commissioners instead of by each school district too. And I don't know if financial and funding requests are going to be part of this one, but that's also another reason why it's important to check in with the county commissioners, no?
Right. It's really important. This one, we're mainly talking about some of these big issues. Of course, all of these impact budget, right, have budgetary impacts, many of the things that we talk about. And then the budget season is always every spring. So, you know, we'll come together in the spring and begin working through that budget process as we get ready to create a budget for the next school year.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Dr. Jillian Lacerna of Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools here on Speaking of Schools, and want to give you some other time to highlight some things happening around the district too, Jillian. I know that the CHCCS recently brought on some new staff members, some new leaders. I'm hoping that you can kind of share what those positions are, who those folks are, and some of that change that's happening too.
Yeah, several new members coming on. So, you know, I would definitely take a look at the bios as we have new staff joining our team. I guess since the last time we spoke, quite a few new members have joined our district, but we're excited that they've joined us. You know, we have someone joining us in communications and curriculum and instruction. And actually coming up, we have a board retreat, actually, that also is available to tune in virtually. And the board members will be spending some time getting to know new district leadership. So we're looking forward to that coming up on October 1st.
Yeah, absolutely. I imagine that some of these changes are parts of Dr. Nye Hamlett, the new superintendent, newish superintendent, still kind of getting some more folks in and kind of reshaping that leadership office. So certainly exciting times on that front. Anything else happening around the CHCCS district you want to take a moment to highlight and share with folks?
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that is that we started since the last time we spoke is the alternative learning arrangement. So in addition to our virtual high school for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, there is now an alternative learning arrangement, a virtual option for K to 8, which we had, you know, a few hundred students interested in that program. And so I really appreciate district administration's creativity in thinking about how we can continue to support students who need an alternative learning arrangement due to the current conditions of Delta.
Yeah, that is definitely key. And something else I also want to make sure I ask you, too, of lots of bus driver talks, not just within school districts around the country, but also just transit systems in general. But I know CHCCS is looking to try and hire some bus drivers right now. What are some of the recruitment efforts going on?
Well, this is really exciting. So we, you know, have been trying to continue to think about new ways and new ideas that we can recruit bus drivers. As you know, this is not a, you know, not just an issue for our district, but this is an issue across the state and really an issue, you know, across the country. I'm sure if you're following news and some other state responses to the shortage in bus drivers, but I really appreciate the comprehensive approach that administration took and the recommendation that they made to the board. So in addition to thinking about, you know, salary, thinking about recruitment bonuses, retention bonuses, and also just, you know, putting things in place to make sure that we have a working culture, team building, collaboration, and other opportunities in district to just make this a great place to work. So in addition to all of the monetary components of, you know, making sure we have a recruitment and retention plan built into that plan, were also some great steps to try to make sure that we have an excellent culture where people want to work in our transportation department.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a key element of it. And if that sounds interesting to you, too, if you want to learn more, you can always head to the district website, chccs.org, for more on their search for bus drivers and many of the other things that we have been talking about today. Dr. Jillian Lacerna, chair of the CHCCS School Board, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to join the segment.
Thank you so much for having me.